Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a world drowning in its own negligence, where the whispers of the waves have transformed into alarming cries, we bear witness to the great terrestrial invasion of water. The relentless climb of sea levels grapples with the remaining shreds of our continents in a chapter of history, Terra Aquatica, Earth's landmass under siege. The siege is not one seen in medieval tales or the stuff of fiction. It is the stark, wet reality of our own making. Through the eyes of this new world, one can scarcely believe that the expanses of land we now mourn were once host to boundless biodiversity and human enterprise. Where children once laughed and played, the remnants of their joy are fossilized beneath layers of seawater. Fields where crops generously flourished are now seabeds, hosting not the life-giving greens of harvest, but the eerie sway of underwater forests where algae and seagrasses lay claim to their new dominions. In this aqueous assault, the metronomes of human progress are silenced, stilled by the muffled serenity of the deep. Skyscrapers are but ghosts beneath the surface, while suburbs are coral-encrusted memories, our intricate accomplishments encased in brine. We delve into the stories of coastal communities that a decade ago boasted of vibrant commerce, culture, and connectivity. Today they stand isolated by miles of water, their tales almost mythological to the mainlanders who've never seen the ocean up close. The irony of our time is palpable, as the tale of Atlantis, once a mere cautionary fable, is mirrored multiply across the globe. Fantastical fiction has become historical record, and humanity stands as a spectator to its own unfolding waterlog. It is a poignant reality to acknowledge that ours is a planet that has tirelessly waved red flags through ferocious storms, droughts, and unseasonable weather, yet remained unheeded. The outcries of our environment were branded as the forbidden songs of doomsayers, as we continued to fuel our lives with the very essence of that which has set this aquatic conquest ablaze with liquid fervor. As the landmass we so took for granted is usurped, the mirrored cities, the sunken dreams, our tales weaved into the ever-growing tapestry of Terra Aquatica. Our children will not know the roar of a lion outside captivity, nor the rustle of leaves in a forest. These are now but echoes in their virtual realities. In light of this grave painting, the question that remains is not one of how to stop the onslaught, for that window has long since shuttered. Instead, we ask ourselves, what can be salvaged from the depths of our own making? What solace can we provide those who must navigate these treacherous new terrains, geography and existence irrevocably altered? With each year, the balance tips further still. Land concedes more space to an ocean that has no desire to recede, only to embrace and engulf. And so we chronicle these days with heavy hearts and pens full of sorrow, capturing for posterity a world that once was our Terra Aquatica.